Welcome. You're listening to the Grow Ortho Podcast, presented by Hip Creative. This podcast is dedicated to those who want to stand strong in their market and be leaders in their community. Now onto the show with your host, Luke Infinger.
Well, Dr. Kumar, thanks so much for taking the time to come on and chat and tell us about UpSmiles.
Thank you so much, Luke, for having me.
Yeah, most definitely. Tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe also introduce Brooke, who's on the call. Yeah. Your role, your background, and a little bit about the company.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a board-certified dentist licensed in the state of Illinois. Attended University of Illinois Chicago Dental School. Started with short-term adult orthodontics and then aligners. I was one of the first dentists to be certified by Invisalign when they came to town way back when. Since over the span of about 20 years of clinical practice, I've seen a lot of interesting things. And as of late, started seeing a lot of patients that were gravitating towards these direct-to-consumer orthodontic companies that were providing low-cost orthodontic services through a teledentistry platform. And as I started seeing more and more patients, what the general theme was is that they were happy to pay a lower price, but were frustrated because they didn't have a doctor to talk to. They were frustrated taking their own impressions. Brooke Rice, who's on the call, is a registered dental hygienist, but has been in corporate dentistry for many, many years. So we connected and I started formulating a business model where we could provide high quality, FDA approved, lower cost aligners to doctors to compete with the DSOs that are coming into the marketplace with the teledentistry, direct-to-consumer companies, and so on and so forth. So the general feedback from my patients has been extremely positive. They get to see a live doctor. They get to enjoy the cost savings. They have someone to talk to. They know who their provider is. And they enjoy a lower price point. So for about a year and a half, I tested different pricing models within my own practice and with my own patients. And once we figured out a formula, we decided to formally launch UpSmiles.
Perfect. So in terms of just explaining the model a little bit and telling us a little bit of insights into the company, do you want to go ahead and maybe just share your screen? And I know you have a presentation, so maybe we can just walk through that a little bit.
Absolutely.
As well.
So what we've decided to do is launch an UpSmiles partner network. And what that really means is, we want to reach out to dentists and orthodontists that are familiar with aligner therapy, but are looking for a similar solution to what some of the other larger brands and more recognized brands are offering, and have them recognize that we're using the same exact materials as many of these companies are using. They all come from the same company. And that our simulations that they review are also of high quality. And staying in touch with what, our current day reality is, the DSOs are employing most of the recent graduates out of dental schools. The direct-to-consumer aligner companies are here to stay, and they found a niche, an untapped market of people that want straighter teeth, maybe not perfectly straight teeth, but straighter teeth at a lower price point. For the local provider, what we will hope to do is provide a solution for them to provide high quality, lower priced offerings. Typically, the barriers for a patient or a practice is that the lab fee for many of these companies is quite high, which leads to lower conversion rates and a lower margin. The DSOs, believe it or not, can negotiate obviously much lower lab fees from some of the larger aligner companies out there. So what we'd like to do is level the playing field and offer something similar, despite your volume. So with a clear aligner offering that UpSmiles has, the case acceptance can be higher because your price point is lower. Brooke will demonstrate our platform, which is easy to use. If you're familiar with aligner therapy and have been doing it for even just a few years, you basically want to be able to upload your prescription form, photos in your STL files, receive a simulation back. It's really that easy. The doctor can decide if they want to use attachments or buttons, if they want to use IPR, et cetera, et cetera. So our per case fee includes the simulation, refinements, and one set of retainers for upper and lower arch. You know, the goal was to make it very easy. We don't want to overcomplicate things. Initially, I started with mild to moderate cases. They have done some severe cases. With UpSmiles, we don't offer rubber bands like one of the other vendors does. But nonetheless, that market that has an appetite for high-quality, low-cost aligner therapy is huge. It represents about 70 million Americans in the United States that are willing to pay to get their teeth straighter, but can't afford to pay, you know, $5,000 to $8,000 for it, especially not per child. The company was formed by myself, a practicing dentist, that saw a need for the solution. When we obviously provided aligners to dentists and orthodontists, they would be providing the general supervision over their patients. And it's no different from any other aligner company. They'll collect the health history of the patient at the office. They'll approve the simulation. They can make refinements and adjustments requests for the simulation. And our simulations are pretty much turned around within 24 to 36 hours or so. Our fee structure is very favorable. It's about 50% less than one of the largest aligner companies in the marketplace. And we can go ahead and discuss that later on in the call. I want to help providers expand market share, increase patient visits that are interested in aligner therapy, and by doing so, provide access to care to a community that might not enjoy that access. So if you take a look at our comparison chart here, UpSmiles versus, say, Invisalign, you can see that our fee structure is favorable. In terms of doctor visits required, that's up to the office. We use a material called Zendura Flex, FLX, which you can certainly research online. Some of the other much larger players also use the same material. And the wear time is a standard 22 hours per day is what's recommended. Because of the lower price point, it's easier to finance for many patients. And our case management portal is also obviously accessible 24/7. If you take a look at some of the other players out in the field, not just Invisalign, many of the other direct-to-consumer companies have shifted away from pure-play direct-to-consumer models to hybrid models to, you know, solely focused on direct-to-doctor or B2B models. Nonetheless, our price point is still favorable compared to all of them. As a provider of UpSmiles, in control of the case, you are the patient's provider. You're just enjoying a high-quality, FDA-approved aligner at a much lower price point. These are some of my actual cases. Some of these patients wanted straighter teeth. They wanted to close gaps. They wanted to decrease their cross bites. And we were able to successfully treat many of these patients in 6 to 9 months. You know, the results were quite good. Patients are very pleased, and they were usually always commenting on the comfort of the aligner itself. I guess basically to sum it up, there's no cost to get started. You can register. It's easy to submit your first case. Brooke and our other team members are here to provide support services. Basically, we want to make this the best product out there available to, you know, the masses. So the material that we use is, like I mentioned before, Zendura FLX. General feedback from all my patients is that it's very firm but gentle. It's comfortable to wear, easy to remove. It's invisible and remains invisible. The technology behind this is a tri-layer structure that Zendura offers through their FLX model here. And basically, it's supposed to help teeth move faster, which decreases treatment time, which is, of course, a big concern for many patients, especially the ones that are non-compliant over an extended period of time. And we feel that our offering will be well-received by doctors that are familiar with aligner therapy, as well as their patients. If any questions, feel free to contact myself or Brooke. I didn't give Brooke a chance to introduce herself and her background, so I'll do that right now.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brooke. I'm a registered dental hygienist. Like Dr. Kumar said, I've been in the aligner industry both as a clinician and a provider for probably about 10 years now. So I've seen a ton of different cases and just a lot of experience with this. So we're here to make you successful, and any clinical questions, support questions, anything you need, you be able to reach me on my cell phone or give me a text. So whatever you guys need to make yourselves successful, we're looking forward to making that happen for you.
Great. Brooke, do you want to share your screen and just show them the case management portal and how easy it is to upload photos, STL files, and their RX forms?
All right. Okay, perfect. So the portal for the doctors will look a little bit different than what you're seeing here because Dr. Kumar is the admin. So some of the tabs and things that you'll see will present a little bit different when you're actually in your portal, but the main content is the same. So this is your RX. You're going to submit this for the patient. Obviously, you're going to check the boxes that need to be checked. Make sure if you want attachments, no attachments, IPR, any of those treatment options are available to you. You just need to recommend what you would prefer the orthodontist or dentist to do with your treatment plan. So that's a very simple check the box form. What you'll have in this portal is you'll actually be able to have consent forms. All this will be in your doctor portal for you, your prescription forms, medical dental history, if you so choose to use those. Our consent for treatment is in there as well. You will go to all patients in order to be able to see your patient list, and then you can just click on whichever patient you need to view or upload for. Okay, so these tabs are where everything is going to be housed for you. So uploads is going to be where you're going to upload your STL files if you're using a scanner. If you're just sending in impressions, that's fine. You can just send those in the impression box and we will do the upload on the back end from UpSmiles. Any images that you take, intraoral or extraoral, can be uploaded here. And then the general progress tab is going to be where you're going to click to find your treatment plan. So once you click that, it will have the treatment plan link here as well as a payment link. Again, your patient info, any forms you want uploaded can be here. So you will have all that housed in your doctor portal so that you don't have to have the patient communication system communicating as well. Now I'd like to show you an actual treatment plan. On the left-hand side, it's going to detail out how many steps there are. So 9 steps, each tray is worn for 2 weeks of treatment. So you're just going to go ahead and click through and you can see the simulation. Now, if you want to just do upper, you can click upper. You've got to go back to the beginning, though, in order for it to play through. So if you're trying to click play and it's not working, please make sure you go back to the initial bubble here. And then you can actually rotate this as well to see any different views that you'd like. So if there's something specific that you're interested in seeing, a certain tooth movement, you can rotate that model as well. And that will be housed again in your patient or your doctor portal, I'm sorry. Anything else you'd like me to share, Dr. Kumar?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much, Brooke, I appreciate it.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and I know this is pretty timely. There's a lot of offices and orthodontists we work with that are looking for alternatives. And so this is a great option to look into. And I think we can share this, that Dr. Keith Dressler, which many of listeners may know, is using UpSmiles and having success with the product. So that's great.
Yeah, we love Keith.
Yeah, awesome. So share any contact methods that you would want for listeners or viewers, email, your website, if you guys have a phone number, whatever you would like to share.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can contact me or Brooke. My email is drkumar@upsmiles.com. That's drkumar at UpSmiles. And Brooke is, her email is brooke@smilestudios.com. Smile Studios is the parent company with UpSmiles as the brand. So those would be the easiest options to get a hold of us. Website is upsmiles.com. And thanks so much for your time today, Luke.
Yeah, thank you as well.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about improving your healthcare marketing, day-to-day operations, and standing strong in your market, send us an email at hello@hipcreativeinc.com. That's hello@hipcreativeinc.com. Or jump over to our website at hip.agency.